Such a wonderful privilege to be with you this morning.
很高兴今天是一个很荣幸的机会能够跟大家在一起。
A few weeks ago was the first time that I was able to worship with you in this building.
这是几个星期以前呢，我第一次有这个机会跟大家在这个新教堂跟大家一起敬拜神。
Some years ago,
很多年，许多年以前
，I was able to worship with you.In the previous building,
我们曾经在那个老堂，就是在德瑞比奇老堂，跟大家一起敬拜神。
And then a long time ago, way back in the 70s, when the church was just starting, and they were renting a room from another church, I came there from time to time and was able to preach to the congregation.
在1970几年的时候呢，那时候我们教会呢还只是租了别的教会的一个房间。我那时候呢，有机会呢，就是时不时隔一阵过来就做讲员，跟大家一起敬拜神。
So it is so nice to see the great advancements that God has given you.
这么多年呢，看到这个教会的发展呢，我真的心里很感谢神。
Not only the beautiful building, but also the beautiful work of God's grace in the hearts of many people.
然后呢，不仅说我们有一个很好的教堂，而且看到呢，神的在我们中间奇妙的工作，然后看到有这么多人兴起，这么多人来做神的工。
And it is so good to have this privilege to preach to you this morning.
对我来讲，我今天能来这里讲到，我觉得是一个很大的荣幸。
So this morning I wanted to read some scripture from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8.
今天早晨我们一起来看圣经《腓立比书》第二章一到八节。
You just go ahead.
那我们大家翻到的话，请我们大家一起翻到《腓立比书》，在周报上有。所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，请大家一起。
You want us to read together?
Yes, please.
请大家一起，如果翻到的话，或者在你的周报上那个会有，我们一起来读腓立比书第二章一到八节。所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督的耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And lest I forget, I did forget one thing. My wife this morning told me to be sure to give you her greetings.
我还是忘了一件事情。我太太对我说，请让我带她问大家好。
She is still in Cincinnati until we get our business finished up, and then she will be moving down in October.
她还在那个辛辛那提，然后她在那边还有些事情要做，然后她到十月份就会搬过来。
So naturally, I'm looking forward to her arriving in Florida.
当然，我在很期盼她的到来。
But this morning, we want to talk to you about the mind of Christ, having the same mind as Jesus.
我们就是今天要谈耶稣的心，我们希望。就是要谈到跟耶稣有一样的心思意念。
In verse 5 of the scripture that we read, it says, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
二章五节讲到说，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
I often think as Jesus gathered his disciples together and began to teach them, I wonder what was the most difficult concept that he attempted to teach his disciples.
我常常在想，当耶稣基督把他的门徒聚集的时候，那对耶稣来讲，那他要教给门徒最难的这个门徒最难得到的一个最难理解的一个主题是什么呢？
So I would challenge you the next time that you start reading through the Gospels of Christ that you pay attention to how often Jesus tried to teach his disciples to have the same mind that he had.
就是下一次我挑战大家，你们在读福音书的时候呢，你们就注意看看说主耶稣是多少次呢想要教他的门徒跟他有一样的心思意念，一样的心思。
It seemed to me that it was a rather difficult task for Jesus to change the minds of the disciples to his way of thinking.
就是对我来看呢，就是对我来讲呢，我觉得主耶稣真的是很，对，这个是一个很难的事情，就是让他的门徒的心思意念转过来，跟主耶稣的心思意念是一样的。
But lest I be too hard on the disciples, I've also noticed in my own walk with Jesus how oftentimes that I am not on the same page or my mind is not the same as his.
我让我们不要这样，不要太难为他主耶稣的门徒。我自己看看呢，在我的自己这么多年信主的过程，跟主耶稣同行的过程中，有多少次我的心思意念跟主耶稣是不一样的。
One of thy favorite disciples of Jesus was the name of Philip, just an ordinary disciple.
我最里边我最喜欢的主耶稣其中的一个门徒的名字是就是Philip, 因为
Philip just that ordinary disciple that we don't hear a lot about, but he was there to assist Jesus in many ways.
菲利呢好像不是一个很出名的一个使徒，但是呢，当主耶稣在的，他总是在主耶稣旁边来帮助，就是在辅助主耶稣。
We don't have a record of Philip preaching any great sermons.
我们好像圣经上没有记载腓力呢，就是说一个很讲很多道。
But we do have a record of three different times of when Philip is mentioned as he follows Jesus.
圣经上有三处提到腓力。
When Philip came to follow Jesus, one of the first things he did was to go and to find Nathanael to bring Nathanael to Jesus.
当腓力开始跟随主耶稣的时候呢，第一件他做的事情就是去找到拿单叶，告诉拿单叶关于主耶稣的事情。
Now Philip's understanding was somewhat limited, I think, at that particular time because Nathanael asked Philip some questions and Philip didn't really answer Nathanael's questions.
腓力呢那时候对主耶稣的认识可能也是很有限的，因为呢当拿单叶问腓力一些问题关于主耶稣的问题的时候呢，腓力也好像回答不出来。
What Philip did, what he said to Nathanael was when Nathanael asked the questions was you just come and see Jesus for yourself.
然后他就对拿单叶说你就过来你自己来看主耶稣。
And sometimes I have been hindered in witnessing to other people because I felt that I didn't have all of the answers to all of the questions that they might ask.
因为有的时候呢，我自己觉得说我对一些问题呢，我也没有答案，所以呢，这个就阻拦我去向别人传福音。
But we can do what Philip did. We can just simply say, "Why don't you come to Jesus and see for yourself?"
其实我们可以向腓力学习，就说你为什么不自己来看看主耶稣到底是什么样的人呢？
And then another time we see Philip is when a vast multitude of people were gathered together and they had been following Jesus for 3 days, but they needed something to eat and something to drink.
另外一处记载腓力呢，就是说有很多人来跟随主耶稣，他们一起待了三天，然后那个时候呢，他们都很饿很累了，没有东西吃。
And so we see Jesus trying to teach Philip this lesson to have the same mind as he has when he asked Philip, "What are we going to do, Philip? Where are we going to buy bread that all of these people might eat?"
主耶稣呢就想要教腓力呢怎么样跟主耶稣有同样的心思意念。那主耶稣就问了他一个问题，就是说这么多的人，我们应该怎么给他们弄什么东西吃呢？
And Philip immediately began to calculate in his mind, even if we had a place to buy bread, and we used all the money we had out of our treasury, we wouldn't have enough to buy enough bread to give everybody just a little.
腓力呢马上就在脑子里就开始算了，就说哦，他说就算说我们有个地方呢，这荒郊野外，就算我们能找到一个地方买东西吃，然后就把我们所有的钱都拿出来，这也不够每个人吃一点点的，吃一口的。
You see, the way Philip was thinking and the way Jesus was thinking was in two different ways.
主耶稣的所想的跟腓力所想的是完全不同的。
Philip was thinking, just give everybody a little bit that they might get back home and feed themselves.
腓力想的就是说，怎么想办法呢？给每个人吃一口，然后让吃一点点能够撑饱肚子，让他们能回到家。
But Jesus had in mind of feeding everybody till they were full.
但是主耶稣的心思意念呢，就是要给每个人喂得饱饱的，让他们真的都吃撑了。
And I identify with Philip because so oftentimes when I'm presented with the problems, I think about an earthly solution when God wants to give a heavenly solution.
我是比较能够认同腓力的，当我碰到问题的时候呢，我马上想到就是说用人的方法怎么样能够来解决这个事情，但是呢，我没有想到说神呢有一个属天的解决的办法。
It's very clear, the Bible tells us very clearly that Jesus knew what he was going to do, but he was testing Philip.
圣经上记载的很清楚，上面说主耶稣原知道他怎么样行，他这样做是为了试验腓力。
I don't think I would have passed the test either. Philip didn't do too well on that.
然后那个腓力呢，当然是没有通过这个试验。我想，如果我在场的话，我也不会通过这个考试的。
The third time that we see Philip is as when there was a vast number of people gathered around Jesus, and some people from Greece came looking for Jesus. They wanted to see Jesus.
然后第三处呢，我们看到腓力呢，就是有很多人聚集在主耶稣旁边，然后还有一些人呢是从希腊来的，这些希腊来的人呢也想看主耶稣。
And when they came to Philip, they said, Sir, we would see Jesus.
And 然后这些人就跑来给腓力说，哦，我说先生啊，我们很想去看你的夫子。
And Philip, along with another disciple, took the Greeks to Jesus.
然后腓力呢，就跟另外一个门徒呢，带着这些希腊人呢去见主耶稣。
You see, Philip did what we all can do.
腓力所做的就是我们每个人都可以做的。
If you don't have all of the answers, you still can take people to Jesus.
就算你没有所有的答案，你也可以把人带到主耶稣前面。
If we're not able to preach those sermons to large numbers of people like Peter did, we can still take people to Jesus.
如果我们不能像彼得对着一大群人讲道，但是我们仍然可以把人带到主耶稣面前。
And really and truly, that's what evangelism is. It's just finding a friend or someone and bringing them to Jesus.
这个传福音其实就是这样，你去找一个朋友，找一个不信主、不认识神的人，你把他带到神面前。
Then I think of another disciple that Jesus really had difficulty changing his mind to the mind of Jesus.
另外一个就是说，好像主耶稣要费很大的。 就是比较困难，就是在这方面有难处，就是把这个人的心思意念转成跟他一样的另外一位门徒。
There was Peter. Peter was one of those difficult disciples that Jesus worked with.
然后那就是彼得，彼得也是一个比较难以改变的一个门徒。
Always saying something before he thought through what he had said.
彼得总是那个说完了之后才想到他说的是到底是什么。
Remember, on occasion, Peter would say some good things.
有的时候，彼得说的很好。And
Jesus would say, "That's good, Peter. You've done a good job."
然后主耶稣就会夸奖他说：“彼得，你说的很对。”
Remember when Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?"
记不记得当时主耶稣问门徒说：“你们说我是谁？”
And then they said, "All people are saying you're that prophet, you're Elijah, you're somebody else." But Jesus said to them, "Who do you say that I am?"
刚才是说，主耶稣说人，大家说我是谁？大家这个门徒就开始回答了，就说有的人说你是以利亚，有的说你是先知中的一位。那主耶稣说，那你们说我是谁呢？
And Peter spoke those wonderful words, "You are the Messiah. You are the Christ that God has sent."
那个彼得这时候回答的很棒，说你是基督，你是神所送的弥赛亚。
Oh, on this occasion, Peter and Jesus were on the same page.
在这次呢，那个彼得所想的跟主耶稣的这个心思意念是一样的。But
it wasn't very long after that until Jesus began to tell his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and be persecuted and suffer and die on the cross.
但是没过多久呢，主耶稣就开始向门徒告诉门徒说，他要去耶路撒冷，要在那里受苦，要受死。
And here's where Peter got in trouble.
然后彼得在这儿就有麻烦了。
No, Lord. No, Lord, that can't be. Not to you. And Peter began to tell Jesus that he was wrong.
彼得就把耶稣拉到旁边，就说：“主啊，这个万不可如此。”
Jesus and Peter were not on the same page that day.
那一天呢，那他们所想的就是不一样的。
And Jesus said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, because I must do the will of my Father who has sent me."
主耶稣就是说：“撒旦，你退到后边去吧，因为我必须要遵行父神的旨意。”
As Peter felt so good the day that Jesus patted him on the back and said, "That's good, Peter," now I'm sure he felt so badly.
就前几天呢，主耶稣还拍着他的肩说：“彼得做的真好。”然后现在呢，主耶稣就责备他。我想彼得大概感觉不是很好。
So I ask myself from time to time, where do I fit in this equation, in my walk with Jesus? Where do I fit? Am I thinking the same thoughts as Jesus?
所以我呢就常常想说，我跟主耶稣，当我跟主耶稣的这个同行的过程中间，我到底有多少次我是跟主耶稣有一样的心思意念，我是跟他同样的步伐。
As important as this is, the Apostle Paul said to the Philippians, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
所以保罗就说的很，保罗就是说这个很重要，就是你们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
So some months ago, I began to ask myself the question, what is the mind of Jesus?
有时候呢，几个月以前我就开始想，主耶稣的心思意念到底是什么样子呢？
What are those things that Jesus wants to think and wants me to think the same thoughts as he's thinking?
在哪一方面主耶稣想要我跟他有同样的心思意念呢？是在哪一个，在我生活的哪一个方面？
Our scripture this morning has been very clear that Jesus had a mind of humility.
第一个，我们从我们今天的这个所读的经文看到，主耶稣是有一个谦卑的心。
That is the exact opposite of the way that most of us want to think. We don't want to think with a mind of humility.
但是我们很多时候跟我们的这个想法呢是正好相反的。我们并不想有一个，我们常常是没有这个谦卑的心。
We want to think with a mind of pride and of confidence and look at me and look at all that I have accomplished.
我们常常是希望自己，就是其实我们里边是有个骄傲的心，常常想让别人说，你看看我做的，看我所完，看我多能干。
My wife's father got saved not very long before his passing to another world.
我的岳父呢，是在去世之前的不久才信主的。
But all the years that my wife and I were married, and we would go to see him, and my wife would try to talk to him about becoming a Christian, he'd say, I'm a good man, I don't need to become a Christian.
就是我们结婚以后呢，我们每次回去看他，我太太就很想像他的爸爸呢，就是去跟他传福音。但是呢，每次我的岳父就会说，我是一个好人，我不需要主耶稣。
My wife would say to my father-in-law, she would say to him, but you've committed sins. You need to be saved. All people have committed sin, and they need to be saved, and you need to be saved.
然后呢，我的太太就会对她的爸爸说，但是呢，每个人都犯了罪，都需要被神拯救。你也是犯了罪，你也需要主耶稣基督的拯救。
My father-in-law wasn't so much different than many, many millions of other people who refuse to admit that they need to be saved, that they are sinners.
我的父亲呢，我的岳父呢，其实跟很多成千上万的人一样，他们就是说他们不觉得自己有什么罪，也不觉得自己需要被拯救。But
the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
但是圣经上很清楚地告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。And
the ground where we come to Jesus Christ is the same for everyone.
就是我们每个人
It's the same for the uneducated and it's the same for the intellectual.
不管说受教育呢，还是没有受过教育的，他们所站的位置都是一样，在神面前。
It's the same for the poor and it's the same for the rich.
不管是有钱的还是富足的。
There's only one door to walk through to come become a Christian.
只有要成为基督徒，只有一个门可以进入。
There is no other name except the name of Jesus, whereby
圣经上讲说，除了他之外，没有别的名赐下可以，我们可以靠着得救。
And so whenever a person comes to Christ, there has to be a recognition of the fact that we are sinners, and that's a humiliating thought to most people.
就是说，一个人要想成为基督徒，他必须首先得承认自己是一个罪人。对大多数人，这对我们人来讲，这是一个让你就是一个 让你自己一个不舒服的一个谦卑的过程。
We have to admit before God, yes, God, I'm a sinner and I am asking for your forgiveness.
我们在神面前必须要承认说，神啊，我确实的，我是一个罪人，我需要你的饶恕。
That's not so difficult for some people to come and admit that to God, that I am a sinner and I want to be saved.
对有些人来讲，这个可能比较容易，就有些人承认说我是一个罪人，在神面前承认。
But the fact of it is, we also have to admit to the other people that we live with and that we come in contact with, I am a sinner and Christ has forgiven me of my sins.
对你，就是跟你生活在周围的人，你对你旁边的人承认说，哦，我是一个罪人，我神要原谅我，这个可能不是很容易。
See, the mind of Jesus is in verse 7 as well, where it says, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, not being born in the likeness of men.
主耶稣的心思呢，心呢，也包括说他虚己，取了奴仆的形象，而且成为人的样式。
And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to death.
他成为人的样式呢，就自己卑微，存心顺服。
These are very humiliating things, but this is the mind that Jesus was willing to accept to do his Father's will.
他主耶稣所承受的其实是一个整个是让人一个受羞辱一个很卑贱的一个过程，但是主耶稣愿意遵行，为了遵行父神的旨意，他愿意接受这一切。
Sometimes it takes some time for people to come to the place where they're willing to admit that they're sinners and accept the love of Jesus.
有些人要经过一系列的事情，要到一个地步，他们才能够承认说他是罪人，需要神的拯救。
Just about 2 years ago, I was pastoring a small church in Ohio.
两年前，我在俄亥俄州的一个小教会做牧师。
There was a young man. I call him young. He was about 50-some years old that came to our church.
有一个年轻人，我说他年轻，大概也有50岁了。然后他来到我们教会。
His name was Steve.
他的名字叫 Steven.
I would ask Steve, Steve, are you a Christian? Have you given your life to Christ?
我就问他，我说 Steve 啊，你是不是一个基督徒呢？你有没有把你的生命交给神？
And Steve came from an entirely different kind of church.
他是从一个完全背景完全不同的教会到我们教会来的。
And he would say to me, Pastor, you are regular Christians, but my Christianity is Christianity light, he called it.
Christianity light?
Yeah, like non-fat. Or
哦，他说我的，他说你牧师啊，他说你的是一个那个一个常规的正规的传统的基督徒，但是我的这个相信的基督教呢，是一个就是不太是一个新态，就是新潮的一个基督徒基督教。
He would always make a joke about that his Christianity was not near as deep as ours.
他就说他的基督教呢是一个浅的基督教，所以他常常会开玩笑，就是说他的基督教呢，他所信的不像我们信的那么深。
But because when he was a baby, his mother had taken him to the priest and they had sprinkled some water on his head and said a few words, he felt like that he was okay.
然后他之所以这么想，是因为他是一个还是个小婴孩的时候，他妈妈带着把他抱到祭司前面，就是神父前面，然后就给他行那个婴儿的洒水礼，他就认为他就觉得他是基督徒了。
I kept trying to encourage him and to teach him that he needed to come and to go deeper in Jesus and become a regular Christian.
然后我就常常的鼓励他说，要真的是。要好好的想这个到底我们这个基督教是什么，要到主耶稣面前成为一个这个常就是常规的或者说是传统的基督徒。
But one day he came to me and he said, Pastor, I've got to go to the hospital for a few days. I've got a little spot on my tongue. They say that they can just cut it out and everything will be okay.
然后呢他就有一天跑来找我说，他说牧师啊，他说我要去医院了，因为他们在我的舌头上发现有一些小点，然后他们说把这个砍去掉了就没事了。
So to shorten the story, I'll tell you that it was more than just a little spot.
长话短说，他那个舌头上不单单是一个小的一个包。
Pretty soon they had to take his entire tongue out.
他们要把他整个舌头都给去掉。
And then they had to cut his jaw out.
然后他们就把他的这个下巴也打开。
Then they tried to make another jaw for him and.
然后他们就要做一个人造的这个下巴，这个颌骨。
He was in a pitiful condition.
然后他的。那个情况就很糟糕。
He couldn't talk, and when I would go to the hospital to see him, he had a little board he would write on.
然后因为他没有舌头，所以他也不能讲话，所以每次我去看他的时候呢，他就拿一个小本子就在上面写。
I would say to him, Steve, have you repented of your sins and become a Christian?
我就会问他，我说 Steve, 你有没有悔改你的罪，成为一个基督徒？
He was still making a joke out of being a
他就在那个本上还在那儿开玩笑。
But then a few weeks went by, and I went in to see him one day, and I said, Brother Steve, How is it between you and God? Is everything okay?
然后过几个星期我再去看他，我就会问他，我说你跟神之间的关系还好吗？一切都还好吗？
He could write a very beautiful handwriting, and he started writing in the left-hand corner of his board, and he filled that entire board up with his testimony how that Jesus had forgiven him of his sins.
然后他的那个他的他可以写很漂亮的那个他的笔记很漂亮，他就会在那个板上写说他自己非常非常的厌，就是非常的厌倦劳累，然后他就讲到说主耶稣怎么样拯救他，让他真的能够认识主耶稣。
It had taken Steve many years, but he finally got on the same page as Jesus and had the mind of Christ.
然后呢，对这个 Steve 来讲呢，就是花了他好多年的时间，但是最终呢，他真的是有了主耶稣这样的心思意念。
His mother came to me after Steve died, just two weeks after that, and his mother came and said, "We want you to preach his funeral."
然后呢，大概这样的情况 ，Steve 接受主两个星期以后就去世了。他的妈妈就来找我说，我们想要你来主持他的葬礼。
But she said, "We're going to take him back to our church for the funeral, but we want you to come there and to preach his funeral."
而我们会在那个追思礼拜呢，会在 Steve 原来的教会举行，但是我们想要你过来为他的，就是在他的追思礼拜上致辞。
So when I showed up to preach the funeral, the priest of the church was very, very nice and very, very friendly and couldn't treat me any nicer.
然后我去那个教会呢，他们那儿那个神父呢，就是一个非常非常对我很友好，对我非常非常的好。
But I told that vast congregation of people how that Steve had come to Jesus and had become a Christian.
但是呢，我就对他们那个教会的人非常多，然后我就对着那些人讲道，就告诉他们说主那个 Steve 是怎么样经过这么最后怎么样跟主耶稣建立了个人的关系，怎么样成为基督徒的。
You see, Steve had taken on the mind of Christ and had his sins forgiven.
Steve 呢，他又现在跟主耶稣有一样的心思意念，他谦卑下来，然后他的罪呢被主耶稣所饶恕、所赦免。
And the mind of Christ, as we walk with Christ, we also must recognize that we cannot do this in our own strength. We have to have the strength of Jesus.
当我们和主同行的时候呢，我们如果有主耶稣同样的心思意念，我们就知道说我们没有办法靠自己走这条路，我们一定要有从主耶稣来的力量来走这条路。
So we should never say I have done this and I have done that in my own strength, but only as God gives me the strength to accomplish.
我们说我们靠着自己，其实我们不能说我们靠着自己做这个做那个，真的是神给我们力量。
In Matthew chapter 13 we find an individualThat has the mind of Jesus.
我们看到在那个马太福音十三章有一个人呢，他就是有主耶稣这样的心思意念。
This man is not given us. The Bible doesn't give this man a name for us, but it tells us something very important about him.
这个圣经上没有记载这个人的名字，但是讲到这个人的故事。
And it's just one verse in verse 44.
只是这个人呢，只有一句话记载他，在马太福音十三章四十四节。
Says a man found a treasure hid in a field, and he went and sold everything that he had to buy that field.
所以有一个人呢，发现了在那个地里呢，发现了宝藏，所以呢就把它藏起来，然后欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。
I think we can learn something about the mind of Jesus from this verse.
我们可以从这节经文里来学什么是主耶稣的心思意念。
Shouldn't it be that when we look at Jesus and when someone like Philip brings us to Jesus and we recognize who he is, shouldn't we be willing to put everything else aside and follow Jesus?
能不能我们就像那个腓力似的，当他带着别的人就是到主耶稣面前，当他们发现主耶稣是什么样的？怎么样的一个人的时候，他们就放下所有的一切来跟随主。
I was just a young man when I became a Christian. I was 21 years old.
我是二十一岁的时候信主的。
I was still serving in the army.
那时候我在军队。
I came home for a few days and went to church with my wife and my parents.
然后我就回家休假几天呢，就跟我太太还有我的父母一起去教会。
And it was in that service on that particular Sunday night in 1968 that I sold everything else that I had and began to follow Jesus.
就是在那天的聚会上，在1968年的一个星期天的晚上的一个聚会上，我就是决定把我所有的东西都放下，跟随主。
I was willing to change my friends.
我愿意来改变我的朋友圈。
I was willing to change my ambitions.
然后我也愿意去放弃我过去的这个目标。
I was willing to change the things that I wanted to accomplish in life.
然后我也愿意改变放下就是我做过去的我自己所要想成就的。
And I put them all over to the side and I said, Jesus, I'm willing to sell everything else, get rid of everything else and follow you.
我对主耶稣说主啊我愿意变卖我所有的一切我来专心来跟就是来跟随你。
And by the help and the grace of God, that's what I still want to do.
靠了神的恩典和神的怜悯那就是我现在还在做还要想做的。
But we also have a negative example of someone who refused to take on the mind of Jesus.
我们还有一个那个有一个负面的例子就是有一个人他拒绝有跟主耶稣有同样的心思意念。
In Matthew chapter 19, there's an example of one who refused to have the mind of Jesus.
在马太福音十九章就有一个例子就讲了一个故事讲到说有一个人呢他就是不想跟主耶稣有同样的心思意念。
This rich man came to Jesus and he asked Jesus this question, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
有一个很有钱的人跑来主耶稣面前说神啊夫子啊我要做什么才能承受永生呢
Jesus said, you know the commandments, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness.
这个人就主耶稣说你诫命你是知道的你不可以杀人不可奸淫不可偷盗。
But this rich young ruler said, I've done all of that from the time I was even a small child, but what do I lack yet?
这个青年的财主就说我从我很小的时候我就开始遵行了我还需要做什么
Jesus said, the one thing that you lack yet is to go and sell all that you have, give to the poor, and then come and follow me.
主耶稣就说那你可以去变卖你所有的分给穷人 你还要来跟从我。
However, this rich young ruler had great possessions and he was not willing to make that choice for Jesus and the Bible says he went away sad.
这个青年财主呢他非常的有钱他不愿意做出这样的选择所以他就悠悠愁愁的走了。
See, here's an example of two men. One found a treasure and he sold all that he had and he followed Jesus with great joy.
第一个呢就是有一个人他发现了这个宝藏他就把他所有的变卖欢欢喜喜地跟随神。
But the second example is one that looked into the face of Jesus and when he saw what he needed to do, he was not willing.
第二个呢例子呢就是这个人在看了主耶稣到主耶稣面前然后他知道要跟随主耶稣的代价他不愿意这样不愿意付这个代价。
And so as I ask myself, what is the mind of Christ? I recognize that the mind of Christ is a choice.
然后呢，当我看到这些呢，我就想说，到底什么样是主耶稣的心思意念呢？其实主耶稣的心思意念意味着我们必须要做选择。
These two men, one made a choice to follow Jesus, and the other made a choice not to follow Jesus.
有一个人呢，他的选择是跟随主，另外一个人的选择是不跟随主。
But can we find a greater example of making a choice to follow and to do God's will than Jesus himself?
我们其实所有的例子跟主耶稣自己本身的这个本身的这个榜样相比呢，其实都会被比下去。主耶稣自己就是放弃所有的一切跟随神。
You remember when Jesus was praying in the garden just before his arrest?
我们知道主耶稣在科西马尼园祷告的时候，他就马上就要被抓了。
And Jesus could see into the future and he knew the suffering that he was going to have to endure.
主耶稣知道未来，知道他所要承受的苦难，承受的痛苦。
And Jesus asked the Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me.
主耶稣就祷告说，父啊，若是可行，求你叫这杯离开我。
Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done.
然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
When we follow Christ, there's going to be times of great joy.
当我们跟随主的时候，是有很非常非常欢喜快乐的时光。
Then there are going to be times of great sadness.
也会有那个很忧愁、很痛苦的时候。
There are going to be times of great hardship and difficulty.
有那种很艰难的时候。
But when we've sold all to follow Jesus and we've made this choice to follow Jesus, like Jesus said, not my will, but thine be done.
但是呢，如果我们真的是放下所有的一切，我们全心来跟随主的时候，就能够像主耶稣那样说，不是照我的意思，乃是照你的意思的时候。
That's what it means to have the mind of Christ.
在这个时候, 我们, 这个就意味着说, 什么要有主耶稣的心思意念。
And I also see when I think and I ask myself the question, what is the mind of Jesus? I see the mind of redemption.
当我看, 我说主耶稣的心思意念是什么呢? 我也看到一个救赎的意念。
I have always been struck by that passage in Mark chapter 16, verse 7.
我总是想到马可福音第16章第7节。
When Jesus appeared after his resurrection and he said, Go and tell my disciples and Peter.
主耶稣复活以后呢, 他对他们,就是那个天使对这些说, 主耶稣说, 去告诉他的门徒和彼得。
See, Peter had denied him and Peter had made some very, very terrible choices, but Jesus wanted him to know that he still loved him and that he wanted him back in the kingdom.
彼得呢,就是三次不认主,然后做了一些很错误的选择,但是呢,主耶稣仍然对彼得说,他还,主耶稣爱他,然后希望他重新回到神的国,仍然在神的国度里。
That always says something special to me when I read those words and think that Jesus said, Go and tell my disciples and Peter.
然后当我每次读这句话,就说主耶稣说, 告诉我的门徒和彼得,这句话非常激励我的心。
I've gone to that passage for comfort from time to time.
我每次当我就去到这个经节里边,我真的是从那里边得到很大的安慰。
In my early days of following Christ, when I would stumble and fall and go back into temptation, sometimes I would go back to this on my journey back to the cross and say, Jesus said, and Peter.
当我早期的时候呢,我那时候也是常常会失败,会软弱,跌倒,然后那个时候呢,我就会回到这个,重新回到十字架前,重新看这些经节对我说,这个经节上说的,对门徒和彼得说。
If there's an application for us this morning, if we have the mind of Christ and we have a mind of redemption, it is that we're going to be willing to forgive and to restore people to the fellowship of Christ.
所以呢,这个救赎的意念就是说,如果我们有主耶稣救赎的意念,我们是可以去赦免别人的罪,饶恕别人的罪,然后愿意把人重新带回到神的国度里。
I've known husbands that wouldn't forgive their wives.
我有知道看到说有的先生呢,不可以原谅他的太太。
I've known wives that wouldn't forgive their husbands. I've known church members that wouldn't forgive fellow church members. But Jesus forgave Peter. The mind of redemption. And I think about another question I asked, what is the mind of Jesus? It's a mind of faith.
主耶稣的意念也是一个有信心的,也是一个常常有信心的心。
You remember the man who came to Jesus in Matthew chapter 8?
记不记得在马太福音第八章,有一个人到主耶稣前。
In verses 10 and 13, we have the centurion asking Jesus to come and to heal his servant.
那个百夫长呢,就是请主耶稣来医治他的仆人。
But the centurion said to Jesus, You don't need to come even to my house, just speak a word from here, and it will happen as you say.
就是这个百夫长说,你都不用到我们家来,你就是在你在的地方,你就说一句话,肯定就好了。
Now we see the mind of Jesus when Jesus looks around in verse 13 and he says, I have not seen so great faith.
主耶稣,我们就看到这个人的信心,我们也看到主耶稣就听见了,就稀奇,就说,我从这么大的信心,我还没有遇见。Even
among those people that are supposed to have faith, even among the people of Israel, I have not seen so great faith.
就是在以色列中人中,以色列本来是应该有信心,对神有信心的,我都没有见过这么大的信心。
Let this mind be in you which was in Christ. That's the mind of faith that he wants.
就是主耶稣的这个意念呢,也包括信心,对神的信心。
If we could make some applications for this, as we've already made, I would like to...
就是这个怎么,就是运用到我们自己的生活中呢?
Will you join me in this morning in continuing to want to know the mind of Jesus?
让我们大家一起,然后我们一起... 继续不断地来让我们能够以主耶稣基督的意念为我们的意念。
And as you pray and have your devotions throughout this coming week, would you ask Would you ask Jesus to help you as I'm going to ask him to help me to have the same mind as he has?
就是在你这个星期你跟神有有有这个跟神单独相处的时候，我也在这个星期跟神单独相处，求我们就是祷告，让神让主耶稣帮助我们有跟他有同样的心思意念。
And when problems arise, and instead of trying to figure out a solution on my own, I want to take it to Jesus and lay it down and let the solution of Jesus be the.
当我们就是有问题，当我们碰到问题的时候呢，让我们不要说自己靠着自己的力量去解决这个问题，让我们把问题带到主耶稣面前，求问主耶稣我们应该怎么做。
God bless you. It's been a real.
神祝福我们，谢谢大家。
Amen.